I'm Lodewijk. I'm a Dutch Wikipedian, and back in 2010, I was one of the people involved in starting Wikiloves Monuments for the first time, where we try to make a combination of this concept of crowdsourcing images from people all over the internet, trying to get them engaged through some kind of photo competition, with cultural heritage, with monuments that you can see on every city where they have like some building, some cultural heritage sites, and that people want to document. We started in 2010 in the Netherlands with Wikiloves Monuments, where we worked together with some of the local heritage boards, local heritage organizations, to take a photo of every single monument, every single heritage site in the Netherlands. And already in the first year, we got some feedback from other countries, from volunteers, Wikipedia volunteers, who said like, oh, this sounds really exciting. We want to do that in our country as well. So we told them like, yeah, well, we cannot do that right now, but next year, let's see if we can push it to other countries. So see and behold, next year, 2011, we organized it on a European scale. We tried to coordinate with other countries that they could organize it as well. And we thought it would be fun to also then put like an international layer on top of it. Some international jury that would pick the best pictures from every country and pick some international winners. It turned out that this was a little bit more of a success than we would ever have dreamed for, because 18 countries joined, and we got some 160,000 images. And when we saw this number coming in, we thought like, okay, well, that's a big number. Wait, what are photo competitions like this usually getting? So we try to figure out like what other photo competitions did, and it turns out that the Guinness World Record for largest photo competition at that time was actually a lower number. So we submitted it as a world record and we got recognized. The year after, we already got complaints like, oh, why only Europe? Don't make it so Eurocentric. So we looked into other countries, and the next year with, I think, 30-something countries, we managed to organize it on a worldwide scale, and ever since Wikiloves Monuments has been organized this year for the 9th time internationally, 10th time if you include the Dutch competition. So next year we're going to have a big party. What we see with Wikiloves Monuments is that there are hundreds of volunteers really excited to organize the competition every year throughout the world. And I think that is mostly because the concept is relatively simple. You have a list of buildings that we want to get photographed, and we do it all together. And we see that most of the people that participate in the competition are actually not Wikipedians. They're people who had never edited Wikipedia before. They never edited any of the Wikimedia projects before. But they are totally new to the movement. And this is their first time that they contribute something. And that's really exciting, because they like to help Wikipedia better document the heritage that they are proud about. But at the same time, they think it's a fun way to explore heritage in their neighborhood. And it's a really easy way to maybe participate in some kind of photo competition. So I think it's several elements that click together and somehow work for a lot of countries. Yeah, I've been involved with Wikiloves Monuments since 2010, and it's a fun environment to be in. It's just such a great group of people to collaborate with that it's really hard to stop doing it, because there are so many sides and so many ways that you can be involved with it. There are many ways to change your learning behavior and everything. So some years ago, the Catalan Wikipedians, they have been organizing Wikiloves Monuments in Andorra. Not a big country, but it's an interesting place with lots of beautiful heritage. And they came to us like a few years ago, like, yeah, well, we're actually pretty much done. And what to do next? And then the challenge is like, it's a luxury, of course. It's a luxury. Like a country like Italy is, for example, never going to be finished, because there's so much heritage to photograph. And even there's so much heritage that's not on the list. But in Andorra, they managed, I think they had like 300 buildings on the list or 400. They took a photo of each one of them with their group of dedicated volunteers. And at that point, it's like, okay, well, so we don't organize the Nandora anymore. I don't think that is sad at all. I think it's great because you succeeded in your mission. But at the same time, I think they are still excited about finding other challenges to work on this field. So they're focusing more on like writing articles, or they're focusing on maybe at some point they will make like 3D recordings about the buildings, or they will find other ways to keep collecting and sharing knowledge with the rest of the world. Every country is so different. It's really hard to say one thing that is true for monuments across the world. Like in Germany, for example, there's an estimated 700,000 monuments in that country that are on official lists. And there is just no way we're going to cover all of those monuments in the next 10 years. And that is fine. Because people, as long as we keep documenting the things that we care about, there are plenty of challenges out there. And it's not just monuments that we have to work on. There's natural reserves. There's physics. There's all kinds of topics that we as volunteers need to work on. And I think it's totally fine to put your priorities where they belong best. What gets people excited, because in the end it's all volunteer driven, and we just need to work on what excites us. And sometimes that is working down lists, and sometimes that is just taking photos of things that you really appreciate, and sometimes it's writing an article.